got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Dating apps. It seems like everyone seems to be meeting their significant other on a dating app these days.
It's something like 70 to 80% of relationships mostly start through online dating.
That's hectic. That's a big number.
It's great. Connecting people that normally wouldn't be able to connect. I really think it's great.
Is there something... if you found out that someone was using a dating app and paying for it, is there still a stigma attached to that?
I've never seen a stigma to it.
You haven't?
No.
Like if someone was to pay for like a premium Tinder service, would that be like, okay, this person really wants to find someone or this person is really desperate?
No, I don't see it as desperate.
You don't?
I never used it.
Sure.
Like for the couple of months that it was active before I met my partner in person, brag. But yeah, like if someone wants to pay to get you, because you used to not only, like when you would swipe people,
yes.
You would only be able to swipe like 50 people a day, right?
Certain amount, yeah. And so then if you pay for a premium package,
right.
Again, this is my very limited knowledge because I haven't been on one for 5 years either. But I believe if you pay for a premium package, you get unlimited swiping.
What's wrong with that? Because you keep pressing me like, you're like, no, that is shameful, Tim.
I don't think it's shameful. I just think it's interesting that dating platform Tinder has launched a new exclusive subscription service. So you know how like there's an exclusive, it's the exclusive version of Tinder is Raya. In the US.
Oh, is it?
And so essentially only celebrities or like high profile people can get on Raya and you have to be kind of invited to be on that. Not just anyone can sign up for it.
Yeah.
It's so that I guess celebrities feel safer being on
Don't date us normies.
Yeah, absolutely. Ew. Tinder wants to launch their own version of that. So they're launching this new monthly subscription. It's a premium Tinder service, which costs about $777 Australian a month.
A month?
A month.
Okay.
It's called Tinder Select, and it works similar to kind of Raya. It users have to pay for the service, and then they are chosen. So if you pay for it, you're not... not necessarily actually going to get this service because they do like
so
a screening
like a
process.
$700 application fee to not even be
accepted. I guess they refund you if they don't accept you into the Tinder Select. But it gives them like basically just more access to more features that us normies on Tinder wouldn't have.
So I feel like the reason you're talking about it is because you think it's ridiculous.
I think it's ridiculous. Like at this point... if I found out some guy I was dating was...
do you think it's more... I feel like you think it's more pathetic if guys do it than if girls do it.
I think it's pathetic on both ways.
No, girls can't be wrong. Sorry, I'm going to stop you there. because you're wrong, but you can't be.
Okay.
We're in a girl loop.
Pathetic is a harsh word. I think...
you're lesser than me.
It's unnecessary is what I think. You've got many different dating apps.
Babes, can't put a price on love.
Okay.
Yes, $777 is a specific amount.
That's a lot.
But hey, if that's what people are willing to do, maybe because you're not in a financial position where you could understand
that's fair.
Putting $700 down for something a month.
Hey, I didn't think of it that way. Mm. I did not think of it that way.
Because you've got to remember about us normies. We don't have lots of monies. The normies don't have monies. So I think if someone wants to spend $700 to find their one, you know, if that's how you met your partner, I'm sure you've changed your tune all of a sudden.
I won't be doing it.
You know what, guys, love is love. Love is love. And you can't put a price on it unless you subscribe to this app. Use my discount code JessIsTheBest. _10.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing.
Let us spell your name.
52232955. If you've got a name, we're going to spell it.
We're almost at 60 names from what I understand,
53.
Jess.
53. We're at 53, spelled correctly.
53-ish names for the year on our way to 80. But we really do it to offer you the thrill of hearing your name spelled correctly.
Maybe for the first time ever.
Okay. We have had a couple of people that have called up. Natalie from Port Arlington. You can be first. Natalie, you want us to spell your maiden name. What is that?
My maiden name's Heaviside.
Heaviside.
Right.
Okay. Yes, it's a terrible one.
It's not terrible.
Did you change your name when you got married, Natalie?
I definitely did.
Okay. Right. I feel like I'm going to go with the obvious here. Heavyside?
Yeah, no, that's not it.
That's not it.
Okay, all right. I'm going to throw in a random letter.
Go for it.
Heavyside.
No, that's not right.
I'm really intrigued by this. I'm going to have another go.
Okay.
Heavyside.
No, that's not it either.
Okay. Oh, okay, Natalie. How do we spell your maiden name?
Heavyside.
Oh.
Where's the origin of that?
I think it's England. Like,
really?
Yeah, English.
Sounds like there's how you describe something. Like, oh, it's on the heavy side, you know? Heavy's that boulder.
I was always put in primary school, it was me, yeah. My sister was always bigger than me. So I would say she's the heavy side of the life.
This is not the place to dismantle your sister and bring up primary school wars. Well, Natalie, just because you got on the show, you are in the running to win some grand final tickets, so good for you. Michelle's in East Geelong. Michelle, you want us to spell your name, is that correct?
That's right, yep.
All right, perfect, Michelle. I'm guessing because you called up, you're either going, you're giving us a softball, or you maybe spell your name in a non-traditional fashion.
That's right, yep.
Okay. I'm going to go with M-I-S-C-H-E-L.
No.
M-I-S-C-H. Like Ms. Chell.
Yeah.
I would go M-I-S-H-E-L.
No.
Have we just...
You've just spelt it the exact
no,
same
you
way.
Put a C in there.
I did put a C in there.
Come on, mate. Is it just M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E?
No.
Okay, Michelle. Come on. How do we spell your name?
M-I-C-H-E-L-E?
No.
M-I-C-H-E-L.
Oh, yes, that's it.
We got it. Put it on. Put it on the board.
Six guesses later.
There we go.
We don't usually do that many guesses, Michelle.
M-I-C-H-E-L, hey? Bit of fun.
Yeah, that's it. That's a bit of fun, isn't it? And I always just get Michael.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
The next sentence that's going to come out of my mouth is not going to make me sound very cool.
Sorry what you've been doing before. It's made me think of you in such a cool way, though.
I am the cooler one of the show.
Right.
But I was really into WWE wrestling.
Yeah.
Back in the day, as were most of us at
Early 2000s, late 90s, was peak for wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. And my favorite wrestler, again, very, very cool sounding sentence, right, was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. Now, obviously, a very, very, very successful actor. I believe
huge.
The highest paid actor of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, started as a wrestler, as I'm assuming some people do know, because you don't just add The Rock to the middle of your
That's
name.
That's so true.
It's like... It's not Leonardo the Beast DiCaprio, you know? It's not a normal thing to do.
Tim, the flower bulge.
Threatening. A poisonous flower that you're allergic to. Hypoallergenic.
I was obsessed with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah. Like, unhealthy kind of...
Posters in the room.
A shrine to The Rock on my wall.
I don't think it's unhealthy when you're a kid.
I mean, I was probably 13 years old,
That's
and I
fine.
Was like, this is the man I'm going to marry. Like,
right.
This is my guy.
The American megastar, yeah.
There was an article that came out today. Obviously, Tim, you still follow the wrestling, so you would know that they are coming down under.
Yeah, so next February in Perth at Optus Stadium, mm-hmm. they're doing one of their major shows.
Huge.
And
Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber, yes.
Why do I know that, Tim? Because there are rumors that Dwayne The Rock Johnson may be performing at that show.
It's so unlikely, but there's rumors because they're trying to sell it out.
Yeah.
So they're going to be like, yeah, The Rock's going to be there. The Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
It's working, mate. Yeah. I looked up flights today.
Right. My brother-in-law messaged me last week and he said, do you want to go? Because he's a big wrestling fan.
Yeah.
And I've kind of tailed off in the last couple of years just because I just can't watch it. I just have no time to watch it. And I was like, so the flights alone, like, $500 minimum.
Yeah. Oh, minimum.
Accommodation, another couple hundred dollars. The ticket's probably going to be, this is like a $2,000 minimum return trip. I cannot justify
but
that.
I will be in the same, I will be breathing the same air as Dwayne The Rock
You can smell
Johnson.
What The Rock is cooking.
I can, Tim.
Now that your crush is taken into your adult life
it,
still.
It reignited my crush. I realized, yep, I still mm-hmm. very much crush on this man.
5223295 Do you still have a celebrity crush? It could be from your childhood. It could be currently. Because my current, and for maybe the last 5 to 7 years, mm-hmm. my celebrity crush. And she's known enough, I think. She's
sure.
She's not
The Rock.
Yeah, yeah. Jessica Chastain.
Sure.
She just seems like she'd be like...
She's a babe.
She's just so nice and good at acting. And I really think she's really
so
the best.
Nice.
But as a kid... I'm trying to think of like a childhood crush that I would have. Maybe Sandy from SpongeBob.
Sure.
The Squirtle.
The Squirtle?
Yeah. She was so nice to SpongeBob. And he loved her and she never, you know, she never made him feel awkward about that.
5223295 Do you still have a child, like a celebrity crush from your childhood?
Even if it's now, you can tell us who it is. Sophie from Geelong has given us a call. Sophie. Take us back to the specific time in your life with your childhood crush.
When I was quite young, I used to have a crush on Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter.
He's
very young. Like I was right. maybe like, maybe 8 or 9.
Was it because he was kind of the bad boy in Potter? Oh, you Potter.
Yeah, he was the mean one and I thought it was just really cool and I look back on it now and I just
he's
don't
very
understand
attractive
myself.
Now. I feel like he's gotten better looking with age, Sophie.
I think we all got...
Yeah, he's definitely grown into his face, but definitely not back then.
He's in like a Uber Eats or a menu log ad.
Yes,
at the
it's
moment.
Really good.
And it's a bit of fun of him doing some magic and all that. And I was going to say okay, calm down, Sophie. he looks older than what I assume him to be.
Well, Tom Felton, who played Draco Malfoy, he'd be about... our age, wouldn't he, Tim? Like
he'd probably be
early
older.
30s?
No, he'd probably be older. He'd be in the mid to late 30s.
Sure.
You know.
I mean, still looking great. Yeah.
Again, that time thing keeps aging all of our crushes.
Know, I'm not good at age, like people's ages. I can't look at a person and be like, this is how old you are. I'm not good at it.
It sounds like it. Sophie, well, if we ever get Tom Felton on the show, we know that we will...
We'll hit you up.
We'll hit you up and you can have a chat with him. Okay?
Please don't.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Before I talk about this, I want you to know, if you're listening, this situation that I found that I feel like could be someone's worst case scenario has nothing to do with the Geelong area, Victoria, or Australia. But I want to talk about rides that you see at shows.
Okay.
So like roller coasters, rides that you'd mm-hmm. go on, say like the Melbourne show. But
sure.
In Australia, we have a very good track record. Of safety.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
So I feel like I need you to pick up what I'm putting, like, just say, yes, we are safe, Tim.
We are very safe, Tim.
Because what I'm about to talk about is a very scary situation. In Canada, there is a ride called the Lumberjack Ride, where it's a bit fun. So a lumberjack. What do you think the lumberjack ride could look like?
I imagine it's like there's a lumberjack and it's a big axe. And you're on the axe and he's swinging the axe.
I mean, it started, you seem so far off, but you're kind of close. So it's two axes that kind of spin around against each other. So just, kind of, and they spin around and you sit on a harnessed in on the blade, hanging down. So your legs are hanging down from the blade. And
sounds terrible. I'd never
spin
go
around,
on
spin
it.
Around, spin around, spin around, spin around. In a show in Ontario, Canada, it got stuck, blades up, for 30 minutes.
So everyone was hanging upside down for 30 minutes?
Exactly. Specifically. So they're harnessed to be hanging down. So now they're upside down with their shoulders pressed against the harness, legs dangling up. Things don't dangle up, Jess.
Oh, my God. As if I wasn't going to get on this ride...
Well, we're
anyway.
Not going to Canada, and that's why I'm trying to say, like, I don't want to talk about this and scare you. If you're going to the Melbourne show, if you're going to the Geelong show in a couple of weeks, I don't want to scare you because Australia has a very good track record
with
rides.
We have, like, rides. You know, standards.
Standards, unlike Canada.
Notorious for this sort of
what
thing.
Because obviously, so people probably don't have their phones on them in that situation. You're dangling upside down, but facing, legs dangling upwards.
I'd be crying.
You're just crying?
I'm just crying.
The whole time?
Yep.
So not only is everyone...
I'm going, Akshay!
Your fiancé. Right, your fiancé.
Yeah. Akshay, help! Okay. Why are they doing this to me, Akshay?
Why are they doing it to you? So you're the main character.
Obviously.
You're Jason Segel in this Jason Segel movie. This
then
comedy
they would
where he
make
gets
a movie
stuck
about me. Maybe I should go on the ride.
Do you think Jason Segel would play you in the movie about you? The 6'9" comedian?
We're very similar people.
Very, very similar. I wanted to see kind of what you think you'd do in that situation. And what would you cry?
What would you do?
Oh, I mean, what else can you do? Just hang
cry
there. Oh, well, yeah. I know you keep coming back to that. But because I imagine, like, immediately. So it happens. Because I imagine for moments you're thinking, oh, wow, they're really holding us here. When's
this
the drop?
Is suspense.
When's the drop? And then, you know, you see the person in the red shirt with the hat that presses the button kind of going,
I might pass out too.
Cry out from... Pass out from
pass
crying.
Out from crying. Like, I don't think I've consistently cried out of fear for half an hour straight. I might pass out.
You might tucker yourself out like a toddler.
And then, like, I wake up as they're bringing us down.
You're home in bed. Dad's carried you in. I love going to the show.
Come on! All thanks, guys. You're the best!
Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.